This is The Takeaway. And once upon a time, the famous Man Booker Prize was the literary prize for authors writing in the British Commonwealth. Then in 2013, the prize changed its rules to allow anyone writing in English to be eligible for the Man Booker Prize. And now, for the first time, two Americans have the chance to make literary history. They are on the Booker Prize, Man Booker Prize shortlist for 2014. Frank Delaney, a former Man Booker Prize judge, joins me now. Frank, welcome.
John, I always assumed you were playing the guitar. I'm deeply disappointed.
It's radio, you know. A lot of music around here. I play none of it. Let's talk about the authors here. Joshua Ferris, To Rise Again at a Decent Hour, was a Takeaway Book Club pick, and Ferris is on the short list along with
Karen Joy Fowler.
She
wrote the Jane Austen book.
Exactly. Now, do these Americans have a chance, and how does the sort of judging of the Man Booker Prize go?
The judging is one thing. The circus surrounding it is another,
right,
because
exactly.
The bookies declared their odds last night.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, the Ferris, which has got the best opening sentence, if you remember, the opening sentence of the book is, "The mouth is a weird place." He's the outsider.
Yep.
He's down at 12 to 1. The shortest odds are on an Indian writer, because British readers have always had a love affair with India since the days of the Raj. And once again, a book about India, like The Life of Pi, is making the front running. Remember, it was the Booker Prize made Salman Rushdie's reputation. So at the moment, it looks as if the two Americans, Karen Joy Fowler and the Ferris book, don't have much of a chance. But anything can change on the night, and usually does.
Is there a sort of a backstory, a subtext? Yes, it's always about a book, but there's also a kind of awarding a career, a body of work. It's a lifetime achievement award on some level, or at least traditionally was.
It can be. For example, if you remember several years ago, Nicole Kidman got an Oscar for The Hours, but everybody said she should have an Oscar for the previous movie, To
there
Die For.
There
the book is a bit like this. Julian Barnes was awarded a few years ago for a book that many thought didn't merit the Booker, but a previous book did. And Beryl Bainbridge, another English writer, the very same thing happened. More interestingly is the fact that how it makes an author, in that if you bear in mind that 25% of the winners of the Booker have gone on to be big Hollywood movies, notably Schindler's List, which was the winning book the year I was judging and turned into possibly Steven Spielberg's finest movie.
Did you vote for Schindler's List?
That was a great story, because at the last moment, the chairman of the judges, who must be nameless, an Oxford professor, said, "This book is not eligible." The runner-up was one of his former students. "This book is not eligible because it is not a work of fiction." But the administrator intervened and said, "I'm sorry, Professor so-and-so, once you have allowed it onto the list, you have to award it the prize." I wouldn't say there was skin and hair flying, but there were diplomas falling off walls.
Has this been the mission of MAN, the financial services company that sponsors the Booker, to really turn it into a kind of a seed prize for Hollywood movies and huge sort of pop culture favorites?
No, this is simply the dynamic that happens when a bunch of people get together and decide to choose a list. It could be the NFL All-Stars. It could be basketball or baseball All-Stars. Nobody ever agrees on a list, because what they're trying to do here is nail down and objectify the most subjective thing of all. And another day, at another time, in another room with 150 books, 5-6 judges would choose a totally different long list, a totally different short list, or maybe not.
So this year, it looks as though Karen Joy Fowler and Joshua Ferris will have to be happy with the short list, which is fine.
Don't bet on it. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Frank Delaney, former Man Booker Prize judge, on the possibility that two Americans have a chance to win the Man Booker Prize for 2014. Hey, Frank, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.